This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. The financial meltdown in 2007 hurt a lot of companies on Wall Street. It even drove some out of business. But others, they managed to make money cleaning up the mess. Consider all the lawyers that were needed when Lehman Brothers went bust, like the national law firm Weil, Gotshal & Manges. They've been working on the Lehman bankruptcy for years now, and that work is finally winding down. The law firm is about to lay off nearly a sixth of its staff. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler takes a look at the industry that emerged to help fix the financial crisis.
Mopping up the economic meltdown is big business. Stanford Law Professor Joe Grunfest describes the players as specialists.
Just the same way that there are recovery firms that specialize in fixing up residences after there have been floods or fires, there are law firms and accounting firms and turnaround firms that specialize in going into corporations and helping them get back up on their feet and fix the mess.
Wall Street firms were at the heart of the crisis, and many of the same firms made money in the cleanup. Damon Silvers served as the deputy chair on the congressional panel overseeing the Troubled Asset Relief Program.
Pretty much the full range of imaginable financial professionals found a way to profit from the disaster of 2008.
The government hired banks to help manage TARP and sell shares of General Motors. But lawyers led the pack.
I've been amazed at the size just of the legal bills.
But Silvers says the government didn't hire enough of a certain kind of lawyer.
There's been a persistent problem here that there have been inadequate legal resources directed toward enforcing our nation's securities and bank fraud laws.
So far, no one has gone to jail for their role in the meltdown. And even though the actual crisis is now in the rearview mirror, Silvers says the cleanup industry is expected to be in business for years to come. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.